What would you find if you took a trek along the Kentucky River, top to bottom? Reggie Van Stockham has done just that, taking copious notes along the way and drawing on his observation for a book surrounding the Kentucky River from its beginning to its end. Welcome to Eastern Standard, Reggie.
Tom, what a pleasure to be back again talking to you about those things that excite me so much about our Commonwealth.
Well, I know that that you get out there and study it all, and so this time we're focusing on your trek to the Kentucky River. And if you would, set the scene for us. Where did you begin the trek, and was it by car or boat, just for clarity?
Well, let me give you an idea as to the philosophy, because I think it's something that anybody in Kentucky can embrace and do it by any means of transportation. In Kentucky, we tend to, in life, in fact, we tend to focus on the real obvious things, the real popular things, and we don't get to see all of the wonder that surrounds them. And hence my surrounding series. I have three books in this series, and it is my desire to go not to the things that we're drawn to initially, but to drive around, to paddle around, to hike around those areas to see what I missed. And this book took about 3 years to do, mostly by car, somewhat by canoe, and periodically hiking, in fact, even in tunnels, so railroad tunnels. It's really quite something. And I wouldn't just go to the river, because the river's pretty well known. I would go to the areas surrounding the river. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't research them and try to go find the things that I learned about. I would simply go and try to get lost. And invariably, when I got lost, I found wonderful things, things I didn't even know existed out there, things that fired up my imagination and things that I wanted to know more about. I would come back home, I would do the research, and I would write it up as a guide for someone else who would like to be lost like me.
So you got lost. How did you find your way back? I mean, were there moments where you were not sure about that?
Rarely. And the reason for that is the wonderful smartphone. You know, you have both Google Maps and you have the Apple Map app. And those smartphone apps will tell you, even in terrain view, where you are. You also have Garmins that you can put in destinations. They work off of satellites, even if you're out of cell service.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because a lot of this area is not in cell service.
Right. No, so I use a Garmin, and I just locate by satellite. It's not too hard to find yourself somewhere if you just keep driving. And then when you get somewhere, you're able to figure out where that is.
All right. Well, the book is organized as 70 chapters, each about a certain point along the river. And among them all, which stands out to you as the most memorable?
Well, a lovely question, a difficult question, because they are all of interest. And you can, in fact, simply open a book to any chapter and dive right in. It's a welcoming sign to places perhaps you've never been before. But there are areas that just stopped me, that I got out there and I found so much that I wanted to see and come back and see again, that I wrote more than one chapter on, several chapters, in fact. One of those areas, very early on, because I traveled from the downstream end, Carrollton, all the way up to the Three Forks, Middlesboro, Jenkins, Hyden, up there, all the way up to Manchester Salt Licks, in fact. But I discovered Owen County. I mean, that place is just loaded with history, loaded with interesting topography. I have a blog called The Life in Landscapes, and when I see unglaciated territory, which is what Kentucky is, I get excited at the landforms that I see, the forests that grow on them. And Owen County has just all kinds of interesting landforms, plus the lower Kentucky River going right through it, Monterey, Gratz, Lockport. Wow.
What is the county seat of Owen?
It is Owenton.
Owenton, okay. Yeah. And in relation to other places like, let's say, Pikeville or Hazard, where is it located?
Well, it's almost down at Carrollton, so it's on the other end of the river drainage. Pikeville's not on the Kentucky River drainage, but it's on the other end of the drainage of Whitesburg, of Pine Mountain. Mm-hmm. So that place really stopped me, and I recommend these chapters to anyone who wants to see something that perhaps they didn't know you could go to, that was there to visit. The other county that you stopped me, and I have to say county, is Estill County. Hmm. That's Irvin and Ravenna, just on the other side of Richmond.
And the Knobs region.
Oh, my gosh, in the Knobs region. You know, the Red River Gorge just sucks all of our attention because it's such a gorgeous natural resource. But it's not the only one. Mm-hmm. And one county down from it is Estill County with many of the same features and some features that you don't find in the Red River Gorge. This is part of a geological formation called the Borden Delta. And the Borden Delta came down hundreds of millions of years ago in the Mississippian, I think, from mountain building in the northeast. And there were these subsea flooding of sediments. So there was an ocean over Kentucky. And these sediments kind of flooded in underneath. They're called the Borden Delta. It's very sexy geology. And in Estill County, along Station Camp Creek, especially the middle fork of Station Camp Creek, you find geodes that are so special with microcrystalline structure that they're called Kentucky agates. Mm-hmm. They have a mushroom festival at Irvin. I just was there selling my books, and they have a gem and mineral show. And there was an agate there that they wanted $3,000 for. And they'll sell it. They'll sell every one of those. And you don't find that kind of mineralization anywhere else in Kentucky. It's spectacular. And that's only one of the gems of that wonderful, wonderful county.
Now, did you see anything along the way that you found troubling?
Well, yes, but it was when I finished. I had written the whole book. I had done all three forks of the Kentucky River. And I'd gone up to Jenkins on the North Fork, Whitesburg on the North Fork, Hyden on the Middle Fork and the areas up there, and then Manchester on the South Fork, Oneida on the South Fork. And I was just about ready to publish it after 3 years of work, and the floods came. So I couldn't just publish the book and say, come see these wonderful places without telling my audience, my readers, what are you going to find now when you go look? So I went and I redrove those upper Kentucky River passageways, those waterways, to tell people what I saw after I first got there. And the last two chapters of the book are a very troubling description of immense power run amok.
I remember you joined us right after the flood and relayed some of that information. Did you discover any puzzling oddities out there? I mean, we're talking about an area that has its share of puzzling oddities, so.
Well, the Kentucky is a puzzle, but it's a geographic puzzle. Remember that the glaciers only lightly licked Kentucky over around the Cincinnati area, northern Kentucky area. The Ohio River is itself an artificial waterway created by a mile-high face of ice, creating lakes that backed up the Kentucky River, the licking, and then forced them south to cut a new path we call the Ohio River. So other than that, these landforms have been eroding for 400 million years. So when you drive down one of Kentucky's waterways, tight cranial passages in the mountains, what you're seeing is a giant puzzle, a geologic puzzle that has within it not only the rocks and the minerals you would expect to see deposited over time, but the life forms that are contained within it. So you can learn about all of the life that got here before we were here and lived out their lifespan hundreds of millions of years ago, just like we will live out our lifespan. And to start learning the fossils and to being able to recognize them, they come alive for you in your imagination and they become your friend.
So for the listener who's hearing this, who might decide to pick up this book and use it as a guide, what else should they take along for the trek, first of all, in addition to the book?
Well, you want to make sure you have your smartphone and that you have your two map apps. And let me say that on the Maps app, the Apple Map and the Google Maps there, the Google Map has a terrain app, a terrain view. Hmm. And that's the one I use. And it shows the lovely terrain that I'm traveling through. And that's my primary. I also, as I say, have a Garmin a GPS, and that works off satellite. So I load that up and I figure out where I am. And then if I get out of cell service, I can still track myself with that. You want to take a field car, a car that's got some power, a car that's got as many wheel drive as you can get. I take little jacks and I take little grates to stick under my wheels if I get stuck, so I can jack it up and still get myself out. You want to take food. You want to take clothing. You never know when you might get stuck and you may have to wait a little while. And of course, you want to tell your friends and your family where you're going and when you expect to be out. Other than that, you want the book, of course, will help. There is also a Delorme map of Kentucky, and there Kentucky has a good general map too.
Oh, those maps are so wonderful. You don't see them much anymore, but they're
great.
That's right. So where can the book be found?
Well, you can find it primarily at my blog site, www.vanstockham.blog. All of my books are there, and I'm pleased to have people come by and look. It's a safe site, no advertising, www.mylastname.vanstockham, .blog.
Okay.
Not blog.
Well, the book is Surrounding the Kentucky River from Its Beginning to Its End by Reggie Van Stockham. We thank you so much for joining us, Reggie.
Tom, I look forward to the next time that we travel the river.
Sounds good.